With over 200 flavor notes to discover, Woodford Reserve is more than just a spirit. It's a spectacle for the senses. Toast to 150 years of the Kentucky Derby with the best bet in bourbon. Raise a glass of Woodford Reserve on this monumental celebration.
Live from State Street in the heart of Chicago, you are listening to the new home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. And this is Carmen and Yurko, WMVP, WSHE, HD2, Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
The Bears are certainly dominating the headlines this week. The new stadium plans being unveiled. This press conference is still going on. We might dip back in here because Kevin Warren's going to take some questions. Look, he's obviously a very impressive, and I think the Bears found the right man to try to get them to where they want to go in terms of doing a new stadium, adding revenue to their bottom line. I mean, look, he's very impressive. In a year's time, right. This is more impressive than anything Ted Phillips ever did, quite frankly.
I think the best collaboration has been between Kevin Warren and the mayor.
And that's true.
I think the two of those guys love each other. I mean, they are... But you think as thieves, those two.
You can tell this is in a year's time.
They've got a mutual admiration society between the two of them for each other.
Well, I think Kevin Warren sees somebody that he needs in his corner.
And I think the mayor sees somebody that he needs in his corner also.
Probably. So there's... You know, that goes both ways, and
sure, absolutely.
It's important for both. But that's why
I called it a mutual admiration society.
Yeah, you're right. I am impressed in a year's time how much she has pivoted away and got all of this at least down on paper to make it look as impressive as it looks. So there's some good. The renderings are beautiful. There's no doubt about it. The stadium looks great. There's a lot of BS, and I think that comes with the financing, and they constantly try to cram down our throats this idea that it benefits everybody. It does not.
No.
It benefits the Chicago Bears financially, fiscally. It benefits the Chicago Bears, nobody else. I mean, sure, short term, if you're in the trades, there's great construction.
It'll provide jobs. It provides for jobs. The trades for an X amount of time.
Absolutely.
Yes.
But long term, make no mistake, this doesn't benefit us financially. They try to sell that at every turn, and it is baloney. It is untrue. It is a lie. Call it whatever you want. But it's their way of saying this is why we will continue to tax.
And the fleece.
To tax people and to have a public tax on something. Because there's a long-term economic benefit for all of us. There is not. It has been disproved for decades. Ever since they first started researching it. There is no financial benefit to us, folks. None.
And
that's what annoys me, how they continue to try to sell that.
You're still on the books for $620 million from your previous projects.
That they will roll into the new bonds.
They will roll into the new bonds. Yes, you're still on the hook for those that they haven't paid off.
They're not even close to being able to pay it off. And they keep saying no new tax. They'll use the existing one. The 2% hotel tax hasn't come close. Now, COVID hurt it, obviously, for a good 18 months, 24 months there. But they haven't come close with that tax to paying off the debt. They think now, magically,
they'll be able to pay.
What?
This one only lasted 22 years. What makes you think that the new stadium they want after this one, in 22 years, they're not going to be complaining about it? Parm, take a look at the disturbing trend. The one in Nashville went live in 1999. They've already approved the new one in Nashville.
I know.
Why?
I don't know.
Why? Is the life structure of a facility only 22, 24 years and you want a new one?
It's crazy.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
You know, that's what's annoying about all this.
Comiskey Park was built in 90 what?
91, right? 1991 it opened?
91. What, 33 years and its life is useless now?
The park's great.
That's crap.
The park's great.
Absolute crap is what it is, Carm.
You might not love the location, but the park itself and all the renovations they've done to it, it's terrific.
And we're supposed to pay for the mistake you made on the lakefront in 2021?
That's what's annoying. The renderings are beautiful. I'll give them that.
Well, of course they're there. They're like fireworks, Carm.
Yes.
The renderings are beautiful. So you go, ooh, ah.
What do you guys want to do? Calls? Listen to Kevin Warren? We got a lot of calls. Yeah, let's take some calls.
He's about to take questions. Take a couple calls before he starts taking the
All
questions.
All right, Brian and Raleigh. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. Appreciate the opportunity here. Big fan. Look, I pray the Friends of the Parks shuts this down. Let me just start, because I'm hot, that Cook County citizens have already paid enough. Between the property tax, I got an airport Uber tax, and all these other taxes, I'm as stretched thin as I possibly can be, and as Kevin put it so elegantly, in this beautiful city. So spare us all this talk about not raising the taxes BS, and you could share that again with me in 2026 mm-hmm. when my property taxes jump up again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad the Bears are worried about our youth, because that is important. But we're still on the hook for paying these 2001 renovations for that ugly spaceship. But don't worry, guys. Like Kevin said, I'm currently thanking my grandpa and grandma for those taxes, too. We, from my understanding, still owe $620 million-ish for that spaceship, when that total cost of that project was like $650 million. The McCaskies have already shown that they can't be trusted to pay off any of these debts, making these minimum interest payments like deadbeats. So if the Bears really gave a damn about our youth, I want to see McCaskey money on the line. You broke out the financing already in way more detail, but essentially, the $2 billion that they're putting out of their pocket, out of the $4.2 billion from total cost, from is essentially coming from seat purchase licensing, from fans, and naming rights for this facility, NFL stadium, the stadium funding. So the McCaskies have very little to nothing on the line, and yet are back again looking for another handout. And one last thing, and I'll let you guys go.
Go ahead.
The imaging and all of that for that hype video was great, but there's no additional parking. They moved the outside largest lot to the underground lot, which solves nothing. I've heard nothing about investments in local roads, parking, or infrastructure. You want to build a campus, move to Arlington Heights where you have the space. If those kids are so hell-bent on sitting outside to study, they can spend those 6 days a year that they have with the weather in any other beautiful park in the city. That's what's great about this city. I'm so glad they're looking to us once again to pay so that we might have some decent bathrooms, which we all know probably won't even be public.
Thank you.
If this is what Kevin's proposing, and he's been working on it for over a year, I know you guys said you love him. Sounds to me like this won't be the stepping stone he hoped it would be.
We didn't say we love him. I said he's obviously a very impressive, accomplished dude. We've known that. And it's impressive how he put this together in a year. There's plenty I don't like about it, and I didn't say we love him. That's all I said. I said it's impressive
how
he's worked to put it together.
I said the two of them have a mutual admiration for each other.
And Yurko's right. They love each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hate to see them in a private setting.
Thanks, Brian. Dave's in Lake of the Hill. I'm sorry. This is Tom in Oaklawn. What's up, Tommy boy?
So you mean to tell me there's going to be, like, no tailgating lots? I just got a giant Connect Four for Christmas for tailgating. I've got a giant Jenga. And, you know, I'm on the south side. Carm, you're... So obviously I've got boards and bags and everything, got a portable grill and everything. Wow. So
bring it to guaranteed rate, Tommy. That was good. I like that. Dave's in Lake in the Hills. What's up, Dave?
Yeah, you guys are great. So they got all these great plans for the lakefront now, and they're eventually probably going to need some place to play. Well, I think they should start a new concept for the area in Arlington Heights. They can create like a little Field of Dreams football field, you know, a little quaint one, you know, not too many people. And then every year some other team can go there and they can play like the baseball Field of Dreams.
I don't know that they need another place to play. Now, we haven't listened to the entire press conference. Chris and Adam have been monitoring. I don't know that they've said anything about a temporary home. I think
they have not yet.
They would build this stadium and then knock down Soldier Field.
Yes, that's exactly
think.
The way it would be. Yes,
I don't think they need a temporary home.
Right.
Isn't that the way?
Well, how do you host an event with all that construction going on just south, eliminating the parking lots and everything else, the infrastructure? Right? Like, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
So you're saying as they're could they possibly host the game at Soldier when there would literally be no parking anymore while they build the new stadium?
They would
literally
be telling you you're screwed.
And the infrastructure wouldn't be set yet.
But they haven't said anything, right?
No, they haven't yet.
It's not been part of the plan here. Would there be a temporary home? I don't know. Maybe it's a question that certainly it's one that seems like it would need to be asked. Maybe it will. The guys are following along. This is Matt in Streamwood. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Carmen, Yurko, thanks for taking my phone call. Basically, I agree with Tom in Oakland. Basically, I want to ask you, is Kevin Warner, is this coming from George or Virginia, that they basically don't like the tailgate crowd going into the game, that they get in that parking lot at 6 or 7 a.m. and then get liquored up and then get into the game? And, you know, is it basically just them just saying that they're just tired of the tailgate crowd going into the game strong?
I don't think it's that. I think they trade the parking revenue for people getting drunk in their building, Matt. They're not so sanctimonious that they care enough about people being drunk. It's where they get drunk. They want them drunk in their building.
I think they've anticipated their future battle. The future battle is still going to be with Burnham, no matter what they want to say. And they say, oh, this is Burnham's vision. No, it's not. But they still anticipate this being the plan. You know, this being the biggest obstacle they're going to have.
Yeah. Daniel Burnham's vision was a huge enclosed stadium that'll generate hundreds of millions of dollars for greedy owners and put every last cent of entertainment district
profit into their pocket. You've already got enough avian loss with all the glass buildings that you have in the city of Chicago. They did a story on Channel 9 this past week talking about how many birds die in the city of Chicago because of all the glass windows and everything.
Yeah,
you're going to kill 250,000 birds with this stadium on the lakefront.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. It's going to be a lot of carcasses. Not only that, but you got to create two new positions for people to clean carcasses up that go smashing into the glass.
Starting jobs.
I don't know if
them are the jobs they're talking about creating right there.
I don't know if you guys
have a ton of skill either to pick up dead birds.
I don't know if you guys know this, but I took a History of Chicago class in college. I've read Devil in the White City. I've read some other.
You've read The Jungle.
I have read The Jungle.
Yeah.
I know Daniel Burnham, you guys, his vision was the DraftKings Sportsbook brought to you by MGM Bet and Hard Rock Casino, Northern Indiana, at Soldier Field, presented by FanDuel.
Yeah. With school children studying in the middle of winter.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys knew
out there
that.
In the park.
Yeah. Also with
they're coming up from Morgan Park to study in the winter.
Also with a Bennigan's,
this is snow.
Just north of the stadium where you can get your potato skins and your mozzarella sticks before you go into the game. Daniel Burnham did write about all that. I don't know if you guys are aware. That was Frederick Law Olmsted and Daniel Burnham's plan was everything the Bears laid out today. That was the plan.
Once the new stadium is built, then you're going to get busloads coming in from the suburbs and from the city to go to the museum campus because that doesn't already happen.
Daniel,
what kind of world are these two idiots living in?
The idea that, like, Jones College Prep in the South Loop, that the school children in high school are going to walk 3.5 miles to go sit in the park. They're going to pass up the park in Grant Park to go sit in the park next to the football stadium.
What are we talking about?
Come on, Carm. You went to school down there. When you were at Columbia College, didn't you dream of having class outside?
Didn't you dream about sitting in the grass where Soldier Field once sat?
Yeah, we went to school down there and we never once thought. If you did, if it was a nice day, you went to Grant Park.
I think if Kevin Warren was a little smarter, he would have played up the fact that Grant Park is closed 50 weeks
maybe.
Of the year.
Oh, by the way, that was part of Daniel Burnham's plan, too. And then we'll close the park. It's only open for 2 weeks because we have to have a NASCAR event. We have to have fests. We have to have Lollapalooza. Yeah.
So you could pay to use the park.
Where kids can do X in the porta potties. That was Daniel Burnham's plan.
You could pay to use the park. The park that's there for the people.
You guys want to listen to some of the questions?
The people's park.
Yeah, let's
Kevin Warren's now taking questions from the audience.
Let's listen in a little bit.
Keep in mind, and that's why we broke it down from a phase standpoint, and phase one, and phase two, and phase three, which is critically important to make sure that we follow that. From an infrastructure standpoint, you know, there are dollars that we believe exist at the state level, at the potentially federal level, potentially at the city level, and that's on the infrastructure cost.
At the world level?
On the cost in regards to actual stadium, you know, Karen made it clear what we're looking for is $900 million from ISFA. ISFA, even looking at the website, they were designed to fund stadiums. And all we're asking is for ISFA to be able to do what they were put in place to do. And that's why the mayor was able to say we're not talking about any new increase in taxes. But I would actually ask Jill Jaworski, who's the CFO of the city, to come forward. And also Karen to give a little bit more specificity from a financial standpoint regarding your question.
I don't know if we want to hear. Do we want to listen to this, guys?
Yeah, let's come back if he takes more questions. Because we're interested in where the Bears will play while the stadium's being built.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a question we want answered. What else do you guys want to hear?
I think
how long this is going to take?
Yeah, that's another one.
How long will they have to play at a temporary stadium?
Not only that, but how quick do they believe they're going to get approval? So how soon do they believe they're going to put a shovel in the ground?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Right?
Yeah.
And then where will they play once they decide to put a shovel in the ground?
We'll All right, I'll listen for listen those. In. If we hear any of those, we'll cut to it.
We will. We'll grab more calls coming up. 312-332-3776 if you want to ring us up. Well, we're kind of dipping in and out of some of the live coverage. This has been going on over an hour now at Soldier Field. It is a huge day, obviously. I mean, it is significant for residents of Chicago, for Cook County, for Bears fans here locally. So it is big news. We'll see if they pull all this off because it's a big plan. They're thinking big with this one. The renderings look great. There's still a lot of unanswered questions and a lot that makes us uneasy. Do you share some of that sentiment? 312-332-3776. We'll be right back.
Working from home? We're back in the office. Don't miss a minute of Carmen and Yurko. Just ask your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Oh, Chris said while we were in break, one of the Cranes reporters, I guess, was pressing about this, you know, no new tax. We'll just keep the existing tax, which is a public tax. And when it's short, which it's been short, guess who gets stuck at the end of the year?
The taxpayers.
No matter how they try to spin it or sell it, folks.
And correct me if I'm wrong. Is the Illinois State Sports Authority, whatever that is, that wasn't something that was supposed to continue on and function for a million years. Wasn't it just to service that debt and get rid of it and then not be there forever? When did all of a sudden come here to be, that's the area you go to get financing for stadiums?
I don't know. So Yurko's talking about what they created in the late 80s to placate Jerry Reinsdorf. Because Jerry kept threatening to move the team to Sarasota.
Little did we know.
We should have just moved.
Should have moved. Let him go. Let him go.
I mean, let him go. Open up the door and kick his ass out.
Yes.
Let him go.
Send him to Nashville.
You've been working on that, haven't you?
No, I haven't.
It was natural.
I'm going to do a whole song, though. Now that Yurko just put it in my head,
Yurko's
doing a whole parody song.
The two of you dancing down the street, telling them to leave.
Let him go.
So, I love it.
What Yurko's alluding to is the government, again, bending over backwards for a sports franchise, a multimillionaire at the time, he's a billionaire now, saying, okay, we'll take care of you. They created that to service the debt. Somehow, Ted Phillips and the McCaskey family then
piggybacked on top of it
in the late 90s. I don't really know the answer to that question. That's a good question.
Was it something that was supposed to go into perpetuity forever?
I don't know, but the owners are using it to their advantage.
Yeah. Or was there a theoretical shelf life on this?
Don't know the answer.
And, you know, why is it that's why you're always reluctant to have anybody kind of raise a tax on you? Because you know they're never going to lower the tax.
Yeah, right.
Once the tax is there, they never plan on getting rid of it or lowering it. That's not the way that works.
Grab some more calls here. Where's Roy? He's in Belmont Heights. What's going on, Roy?
Hey, guys. This is supposed to be the best week in Chicago Bears history with the number one draft pick and the new renderings of the stadium today. And, Carm, you're acting like you're going to get footed for the whole stadium bill.
That's what it feels like.
This is America. How long have you guys been here on this good green earth? 50-plus years?
56.
You've been taxpayers your whole life. We're going to pay taxes. And guess what? If you don't like paying taxes...
I don't want to pay taxes for a billionaire owner. What are you talking about, Roy?
And guess what? Hey, listen. That's just the business. You pay taxes for everything else. Listen, if you don't want to pay taxes...
We pay taxes for schools,
for police, for fire. Why do I want to pay taxes
for a billionaire owner, Roy?
I'm happy with paying taxes for schools. I'm happy for paying taxes.
But what does that have to do? You're not answering the question. Why pay taxes for a billionaire owner?
Do you enjoy watching football?
Oh, Roy, you're not answering the question, Roy.
Do you enjoy watching football?
Of course I do. Why do I have to pay for their building, Roy?
They already have a stadium.
You're a sucker, Roy.
They already have a stadium, Roy.
They play in a stadium, Roy.
They have a stadium.
If you complain about the current situation and how worse it is, if you guys don't like it.
Roy,
if you guys don't like paying taxes and you don't want like playing football,
Roy,
you can move to North Korea. They don't have either.
They have a stadium.
Don't have
you're a dope and a sap.
They have a stadium.
You're a dope.
That's what. Listen, that's and why. You're, and that's you're, why it gets Roy, implemented.
Roy Guys is like the Roy. Kind of person that allows sports owners to do whatever they want because of dopes like Roy.
Period.
Yes.
End of story.
They have convinced the dopes that the players are greedy.
They deserve the money, yes.
That the players shouldn't be paid, that they deserve the money. It's dopes like that last caller. What is paying taxes? I do pay my taxes. And you might not always like it, but I choose to live in America. And yes, I'll pay my taxes. What is paying taxes have to do with giving money
right.
to a billionaire owner right. to build a new stadium or, when his current stadium was redone less than 30 years ago? It's dopes like Roy
or if I
that make it problematic and make it bad for the rest of us.
Or if I disagree with the way the taxes are being spent, I should move to North Korea.
Well, that's the dopiest thing. You're a dope. You're a complete dope. But that's why.
Next call.
That's why
Next caller,
the owners right. have thrived and succeeded. And they've convinced the dopes that the players are the ones to blame, that the players are greedy.
Let's move on now. Come on.
Joey G's in Melrose Park. What's up, Joey G?
Well, you can't take my call because I'm a dope. No, I'm kidding. The tax money, why can't the tax be correct?
But because they don't want to, Joey. I mean, because they'll get what they want because of the power and influence and clout that they have.
They're going to get the revenue from the gate.
Of course.
Well, they should come up with some of the money. Why should the Cook County and Chicago people pay the taxes?
Let's go to Warren.
You
go
shouldn't
to Warren.
Have to, Joey. Here's Kevin Warren meeting the media.
Hold on. Be needed for part of it.
Yes, that's a great question. One of the things that makes this project unique is that we would be able to continue to play at Soldier Field during the construction. And then to be able to move into the new stadium once the construction is finalized. So, yes, we would be able to continue to play here and not have to move to a different location, which is really imperative, especially where we are in our growth cycle as a football franchise. Thank you for asking that.
Yes. Hi, Alice Ginn with the Chicago Tribune.
All right,
first question, is there a target timeline for a bill to go through in the next month, this spring session, or could this roll over into the fall veto session?
I mean, we feel that the time is now. I mean, every year that we wait, it's $150 to $200 million of increased costs that ultimately we'll have to figure out. But we don't think that's prudent. The time is now, so our expectation is in this session. And the reason why we're staging that now and not even in a fall veto session is because even if we're approved in a fall veto session, we wouldn't be able to get into the ground because of the weather. It would push it back a year. That if we're approved in May, then that will allow us to be able to start construction to put people to work next summer. And that would allow us 36 months later to open up our building in 2028. So this truly is one of those adages that time is money, and we do need to figure this out. And that's why we've put forth such a robust program and plan. Thank you for asking that.
Mayor, speaking of Springfield, last week you spoke about how you have a host of progressive priorities in the capital, such as more education and migrant funding.
You guys want to hear from the mayor?
It's okay. I'm glad we're listening to the part about a temporary stadium. There will be no temporary stadium. They will play it out at Soldier while they build the
Good
new
luck.
One.
Like with
2028 is when they want it.
The amount of construction that you're going to have to do, the way they want to change the streets around. There's how? Where are you going to put everything?
It'll be tough.
Like, 2028, guys.
What did they say? And they said 2028 would be the target date?
Well,
he said shovels in the ground next summer.
Okay. Yeah, because they want to get this done as soon as possible.
Anytime somebody is pressed and has to make a decision in not a manner that you can analyze everything, usually turns out to be a bad deal for the citizens. We have to have a decision by this time.
Right.
Right? That's always a bad scenario to start. Otherwise, you delay us a year. You know what? If you get delayed 3 years, too bad. All right, let's go through this plan from page one to page 575.
Elmhurst, Steve's on ESPN 1000. Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. You know, one of the things that occurred to me is sports is entertainment, right? I mean, as much as movies, you know, you go to the movie theater, you go to concerts, you go to plays, whatever. It's all entertainment, all right? Would you ever expect the Chicago Theater to come to the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois and say, hey, you know what, our building is kind of decrepit. We got some problems with it. We want to have a new building. How about you pay for half of it? Or the movie theater you like to go to, they come up, hey, guess what, Illinois, state of Chicago, city of Chicago, we need to build a new movie theater with the fancy chairs, the recline and everything. How about you pay for half of it? It's crazy, okay? These are billionaires, and then you're just making them richer by giving them money. That it's ridiculous.
They have, thank you, Steve, they have unlimited resources to secure loans, to come up with financing, virtually unlimited. But again, it's callers like Roy. I'm going to build a new house and go ask Roy for money.
Yeah. Roy's happy.
In his world.
Yeah. His taxes should pay your mortgage.
His taxes should pay for my house.
That's right. Your mortgage, Carmen. That's how Roy wants it. And if Roy doesn't like it, he can move to North Korea.
Go to North Korea.
Like he said.
I'm going to build a new home.
North Korean time for you,
Roy.
You
know, it sounds good. Kind of like a five schmildo. You know,
you can't question how they're going to use your taxes ever.
I'm going to spend about five schmil on a new home.
Taxes.
And Roy. I'm going to have Roy pay for it because he's like, hey, you pay taxes in this country.
Roy's the mayor of Simpleton.
The McCaskey family has unlimited resources to secure financing and loans.
By the way,
if I want to build a new house, guess what I have to do? I have to go get a loan.
Next year's Super Bowl?
And I have to pay for
it. Yes, you do. Next year's Super Bowl, New Orleans, San Francisco 49ers. And then the SoFi again.
I didn't hear anything while I was just, by the way, it seems like the news stations are also getting bored of the press conference.
Because they're scrolling through the pictures now.
Yeah, and they're leaving the coverage. Right. I will say, I didn't hear anything about PSLs. Can't wait for those.
Oh, yeah.
The ticket for that.
Quietly.
That should be good.
Quietly.
That should be nice.
Yeah, nobody asked about that. I'm surprised, actually.
No, well, here's the problem with the press conference going on right now. Is that the mayor is there? So there's a lot of questions being asked of the mayor that maybe don't relate to all of us sports fans who want to hear about the stadium stuff, you know?
Okay. There's some other stuff happening.
Isn't it just assumed?
A chance to interview the mayor.
Yeah.
Isn't it just assumed the PSL holders are going to get screwed? They've gotten screwed at every other stadium in the country.
Yeah, but what price?
Well, that's the question. But every
PSL...
It
seems PSL, like your SOL, right?
Every new stadium has said, buy new ones.
Yeah, you have to buy new ones.
Sorry.
Oh, that's definitely coming down the pipe. But I'm asking, is it going to be like SoFi's? Because wasn't SoFi's something crazy?
I think you're right.
Like, didn't we look it up? It was like $50,000, $70,000 or something like that. God.
And so all that money you spent on your PSL back in the day, you just got to...
Oh, yeah, good luck.
You got to start over with a new one with a new stadium. We'll grab more of your calls coming up. 312-332-3776. We'll be right back.
Zoning out on that Zoom meeting? Zoom. Find out what Carmen and Yurko were talking about. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
They call it an SSL in L.A. at SoFi. It's a stadium seat license. They do say that following 2068, it is the intent that the owner of the SSL deposit at that time will receive a dollar-for-dollar return of all SSL deposit monies paid. Exclusive rights to your seats through 2068 for all Rams home games.
For the Rams.
For the Rams. Says, I don't know if the Chargers have something similar. I just happen to be on the Rams site. But it says, following 2068, it is the intent that the owner of the SSL deposit at that time will receive a dollar-for-dollar return of all SSL deposit monies paid. But they're expensive. They're like...
You know, they finance it, too. The Rams finance those SSLs.
Yeah.
8.5%. Oof. They whack you.
Dude, is that right?
It's officially over, guys. Just wanted to let you know.
The press conference is over. That was long.
Hour and 38 like an hour. Minutes.
Yeah, it was long. About
Who
an hour.
Who said 15 minutes in the meeting
Yurko?
Today?
Me.
15 minutes.
That's what I thought it would be, 15 minutes.
Let's go to...
it's not pre-draft availability.
Yeah, right, exactly. definitely not that. Let's go to Brian in Atlanta. What's up, Brian?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good.
I'm disappointed that it's not an entertainment district, much like they did here in Atlanta with the Braves Stadium and making it a full game day experience.
Yeah, they talked about that a little bit. I think there's an idea to have some restaurant and beverage options, but I don't know. It's hard to tell in the mock-ups, like if you're looking online, yeah. Brian, like what exactly it is. Kevin Warren talked about it a little. He talked more about the open park space and stuff students and, right. and youth, and that's cool. I do. You got to respect that. That's fine.
That already exists, though.
But yeah, it already does kind of exist with a lot of the park space they do have there. I don't know. The Atlanta thing seems to be the model, like around, not the football stadium, right. the baseball stadium, right, Brian?
The baseball, yeah, the baseball stadium. It's a great game day. You go down early. You can stay late after. It's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, and Brian, thanks. The entertainment district around Jerry World is pretty cool.
We're down in Dallas. It was fantastic.
They've got a pretty large footprint there.
Green Bay is fantastic.
Haven't been.
You know, one thing I was told by a front office guy, and it wasn't this year or last year, it was a while ago when I talked about what Green Bay does and how they generate money 365 days a year, the reluctance of the McClaskeys to want to operate their own stadium and then hire the people and hire and put forward the monies that it was going to take to also then manage said stadium and all other things also. Even though they theoretically would be a moneymaker. They were a tad bit reluctant to get into the business of running a stadium in said entertainment complex.
So how does this work? With because they most of the stadiums in the NFL are not owned by the team.
This will still be run by the Park District. The Park District will still be the ones running everything.
I think the Bears stand to make more revenue because there's more that's going to happen, and they're a partner in it. And they're putting up some private money, so it obviously will benefit them long term. But most of the stadiums are not owned by the teams. There's some clever ways that they still. I mean, look, Jerry doesn't own Dallas Stadium. What do they call it? AT&T.
Yeah, it's like the Arlington something something.
But it's like an LLC that operates it. And believe me, Jerry Jones makes plenty of money off of all the events and the revenue that come out of that stadium.
Yes,
so it's a clever way to do it. Bob's in Morgan Park. What's up, Bob?
Hey, guys, great show. The question that I would have for Warren, I don't know if it came up or not, but to what extent does the billions of dollars in unfunded pensions that the city of Chicago owes policemen and firemen and city workers, how does that come into this equation that you can come to the taxpayers and now say, hey, you've got to finance this. Was that at all discussed at the press conference, or did anybody ask it?
Don't know, Bob. I don't know if that specific question was asked. It's a fair point. It's more of the nonsense that goes on in this state and this county. You know, it is what it is. I don't know, Bob. I don't know. But the pensions are dramatically underfunded. We know that. I have no idea if that question was asked or how they even go about. If it was asked, there had to be some serious tap dancing, right, that followed that. Mike's in Downers. What's up, Mikey?
Hi, guys. I just wanted to say, long-time listener, first-time caller, this show has been great because finally you get someone who has the opinion, shares the same opinion as me, thank you very much, that this is a boondoggle and this is of no advantage to anybody in the city of Chicago. I mean, you're just putting money in the McCaskey's pocket. They don't own the stadium, so the city is on the hook, or the city and county don't get any additional property taxes brought in by a giant property that would bring in a lot of money. And basically, we get stuck with revenue, or we get stuck with a bill for something that we already have, a stadium, and no improvement to the area except putting in a nicer stadium for the Bears and their people, because their fantasies of having a superstar like Beyonce do a 20-day residency at Soldier Field is ridiculous, because why would Beyonce want to try to sell 1 million tickets or 600,000 tickets when she can sell, 60,000 tickets at the United Center, and therefore make the price a lot more and give her a lot more revenue. If she tries to sell 600,000 tickets, she's never going to do that. The ticket prices are going to be nothing for her. Right. Thanks very much, I'll call and listen to your answer.
Thank you, Mike. Good points. Thank you, Mike. Yeah. City, state will be on the hook for it. I mean, that's they just laid it out for you that way, you know. Now, some people might like it and not care. It seems odd to me, considering what most of us that live in this area already pay in taxes, you know.
I've got a little information from an article here where Lori Lightfoot back then was being quoted. Mm-hmm. So it's the end, December 27th, 27th, 2022, going into 23, so we're about a year away, or a year ago. Now the unfunded liability for Chicago's four pension systems is $33.7 billion, more than twice the city's annual budget. They have enough assets to cover only about 25% of what they owe. While on average, funding ratios for U.S. state and local pensions hover around 70%, according to research at Boston College. So about $1 of every $5 in Chicago's budget goes toward pensions, a challenge for the city, an article written by Shruti Singh. Okay, just so you know where it's coming from. Bloomberg.
Hey, listen,
and that was as of the end of 2022 going into 2023.
We all love football. We all love the Bears. A new stadium would be cool.
Sure it would. Everything looks fantastic.
Yeah, here's our only point. It's at this, aren't we all sort of tired of it? Aren't we all sort of upset that we still are on the hook for aspects of this? I don't know how anybody can look at it any other way. I really don't. Nobody's telling them they have to build a new stadium. If they want to, if that is their want, good for them. Go do it.
Yes.
They have the means. They truly do. They'll tell you they don't, but they do. They have the means. This city and this county does not.
By the way, the money they get from the NFL, the money they get from the NFL is a loan from the NFL to the Chicago Bears.
Right.
And it's a loan that gets repaid over the period of years. And it gets repaid directly out of what the NFL's cut to the individual team is. So when they're giving the Chicago Bears the television revenue and all the other revenue that they're going to give them,
they back out
the X amount that they owe to the NFL.
Okay.
Okay, so that's how that works.
Okay.
So the NFL's getting their money back.
Oh, of course, right?
There ain't no gray area. They're getting their money back.
They don't mess around.
They don't screw around.
More of your calls coming up. We'll be right back.
Working from home? We're back in the office. Don't miss a minute of Carmen and Yurko. Just ask your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
I'm going to read a couple of interesting things from Brad Biggs' mailbag. Just on the draft, we've been hot and heavy all over the Bears press conference on the new stadium along the lake. We got a lot of phone calls about it. Take some more here. This is Andrew in Plainfield. What's up, Andrew? How are you?
How you guys doing?
Great.
First of all, that Colin Roy, whatever. Oh my God, talk about a jag.
I know.
What can you do? You know, my wife's a school teacher, and she absolutely loves what she does. And you know, she could make a lot more money with her degree doing something else. And to hear phone calls like that just really irritates me. Yeah. But anyway, my biggest question was that infrastructure that's going to have to reroute, you know, East Lake, you know, Lakeshore Drive and everything like that. Is that included in this bill? Because in this proposal, because you're talking about, I mean, I would assume some more hundreds of million dollars just in infrastructure, you know, doing all that.
Yes. I think the total tab is $4.6 billion. They separated it, but then talked about it in a different phase.
Andrew, thank you. They did mention it, and they tried to separate it out and break it down. But yeah, what Yurko's meant, it'll cost $5 billion when it's all said and done.
At least.
Yeah.
At least.
You're looking at $5
billion. Let's see. Let's go to,
this is Mike in Plainfield. Hey, Mike.
Hi, guys. Guys, the way I look at it, I pay 50 cents a gallon more than Wisconsin. My house taxes are about five times more than Wisconsin. I don't know why. Don't enjoy any of it. Still got to pay all my tolls for why, I don't know. We've gave $80 billion to Ukraine already, which obviously that comes out of all our pockets. So if I had to, and there was no other way, if they can make a stadium like they have in Las Vegas, which I've been and my family's been to, which is outstanding, would I pay it? Yes, I would. But I think what they would have to decide is if the owner, Bears pay for the whole stadium, everything, does the city make money on the Bears owning the thing? If they do, then obviously the city should pay something. I just hope they figure something out and I can enjoy that.
Thanks, Mike. Guys. All right, Mikey. Thank you, buddy.
Right. He's saying he's getting whacked no matter what.
Right.
So he's like, well, if you're going to build me something, at least let me enjoy it. All right. That's his theory. At least he said it in a normal way.
Of course.
Not like our guy Roy, who's just went haywire on us.
He's being goofy. Roy's somebody from the Bears. Call in. This is, you know, they're making too much sense.
Well, he's got it. Doesn't mind paying his taxes for that. He doesn't mind paying the extra fees. That's in essence what he said.
Yeah, that's right. A more sane way to put it.
I mean, I live in Indiana.
Yeah, you.
I try not to buy gasoline here. I try not to spend my money here in Chicago. I try not doing that because of the taxes that are there. I still do. Well, I still spend my money here.
You can't get around it. Yeah.
I mean, I get shop. I go to Bari. I get some sandwiches. I go over to Bow. I do it because I'm down here.
Yurko talks about he goes to Bari and gets sandwiches.
I spend my money in Chicago. Best. I go to Bari and get a sandwich.
I love it.
It's true.
I mean, I was up in Wisconsin at the Wee Whiskey Fest this last weekend. Oh, you better believe I filled up north of the border.
You know your ass did.
$3.29.
Oh, I know. Well, I was getting whacked here.
$3.29.
Everybody.
Tom's in Lombard. What's up,
big,
Tom?
Big chunky down in
Springfield. Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to ask a question, and I apologize if it's something you guys have already asked. But I'm a little bit curious, you know, with the news and the renderings of the new stadium. I think it's easy for a lot of people to get excited about it.
Yes.
I want to know, I want to ask the question, what do you guys think the likelihood is that if a group of protesters or a group of people, you know, come out outraged, is there a possibility that that dampers the plan, maybe delays it, changes the level in which they build out the location?
I think the only ones that can do it are Friends of the Park. The Friends of the Park are the only ones that can do it. And I told you what the Bears' argument will be.
Yeah.
And I actually think it's a lucid argument.
Yeah.
That we're giving Park back and we're just moving our footprint a little bit south and we're giving the rest back to the city.
I agree with you. I think that that's actually a decent argument on the Bears' side.
And it'd be hard to argue it.
Yes, I agree with you.
It'd be hard for me to say, no, you're not. Yeah, you are. Actually, you are. You're doing exactly what you're saying. So
I think you bring up a good point.
That's why I don't think there's going to be much much pushback. Friends of the Park pushback.
Yeah.
Because they're going to see what they're going to do, and they're going to say, well, all right. We're not losing anything situation. Where with George Lucas, they're going to lose something.
They were losing something. Yeah. That's right, Yerk. Yeah, I think you're right. John's in Elmhurst. What's up, John?
Hey, it's John Elmhurst.
Yep.
Hey, yeah, I was on 45 minutes ago. I was seeing red. My heart was pumping. But thank you to Yerko for echoing a lot of my thoughts and probably a lot of caller thoughts. I just got my season tickets after waiting for 14 years for non-PSL. I got them on Tuesday yesterday. My buddy and I freaking out, so happy. It's the best week ever. Bears launched this, you know, expedited, hey, we're going to propose to the park. Just totally ruining the week. Laughable what they're proposing and not really fixing what true, you know, patrons coming from out of the city feel on getting to in and out of the stadium. Like, where was more, you know, pathways over the Lakeshore Drive? Any type of improved, like, transportation in and out and talking to that, which are, like, true actual issues other than, you know, having a dome for, you know, some folks that don't like the December football. So I guess I didn't see it. I didn't hear it. And I was curious your thoughts on them actually trying to solve what the real problem was.
I don't know that there is solving a lot of the logistical problems just considering the location. Yes, it's beautiful, but there are some challenges there. Because of the traffic patterns, because of the lake, because of Lakeshore Drive. Why did you buy tickets if you don't like... Why were you waiting so long? Why did you go through with season tickets if you don't like the location, though, John?
Oh, no, we were super excited for Arlington, you know, like the last three months. We've been waiting in line for, you know, 14 years. We put a $100 deposit per seat for four seats in 2010 when we were in college.
Okay.
And so it was like, we're not skipping, obviously, this time to renew, and we're super jacked. We got in. We got, you know... 30 row, 400 level, right, just to get in. You kind of start at the top. Definitely didn't want to go back to the end of the line. And we're like, well, if Arlington happens, you know, non-PSL holders, we'll get, you know, maybe there's something they can do. And, you know, the sales agent, sales ticket rep didn't know what to say or do or what was going to happen. So we don't have any answers solved there if they were to have moved to Arlington. But, you know, we're young and kind of just want to have fun and enjoy the tailgating, which is another reason. You know, we're looking into the small buses to, you know, deck out a Bears tailgate van, and it looks like that's absolutely not going to be in the picture anymore.
That's going to, unless, you know, you're going to have a, thank you, John, you're going to have a little bit of a commute from your tailgate to the stadium. I mean, you know, the 31st Street lot or Michael Reese, like, the tailgating will continue, but I would assume, and if you've done it before and you don't mind the walk, you know, that's your want. I mean, maybe people will continue to do that. The days of tailgating right around the stadium, not that there's a ton anyway, but those days are pretty much gone with the new plan.
To John's point, though, about being, like, all excited, today did seem like a weird day to do this.
Meller and Waddle and Sylvie were talking about that a lot yesterday. Yeah, Waddle and Sylvie didn't really think so. Meller kind of with you.
I think it's weird.
Why would you do it the day before the draft? Meller said it's because it'll be in the news cycle, certainly in the news, not just the sports section for about a day, but it gets washed quickly tomorrow with the draft. And it was like, let's present it so people don't ask too many questions or talk about it too much.
I just
because they
like
know they're full of BS.
Well, when's the best time to do it?
A week? 2 weeks?
Well, but they have to do it. They have to get this in motion.
I think.
So you're saying they should have done this 2 weeks ago?
No, you could have done it 2 weeks ago. You could have done it 2 weeks from now. The day before the draft is weird.
It's maybe a little odd that it is 24 hours before the draft.
It's a Bears week. It's a big Bears week.
Yeah, but this case, no one's excited for this.
I mean, the renderings do look cool.
Very cool.
There's just a lot of questions that have
Caleb
to be answered.
Caleb Williams in a Bears jersey. Those look cool, too.
Those renderings are going to look cool.
But then, like, Saturday, what do you got?
What do you mean, rounds 4 through 7?
That's right.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, what the renderings are going to, like, they don't play games until the fall.
Yeah. All right, coming up, we'll take more calls. A lot of people are passionate one way or another about this. I want to read you two interesting things from Brad Biggs' mailbag on the draft. In his latest mailbag in the Trib this morning. We'll do that when we return in 2 minutes.